Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about five things that you lose in a toxic relationship with a narcissist or toxic person. Five things that you lose. And there's going to be plenty of other things that you could lose as well, y'all. But I'm going to focus on the five things that pop into my head from talking to survivors and victims and thrivers that have dealt with narcissists and the things they feel like they've lost the most. So it's going to be, it's not, like I said, if you have anything else that you want to add, just drop it in the comment section, y'all. You never know who's watching. You never know who you're going to help and whatnot. But yeah, one of the number one things that people lose in toxic relationships with narcissistic people is their identity. Yes, you lose who you are. You know, if y'all don't know, join my email list, my newsletter. I'm about to come out with a self-love course to help people rebuild their self-love and identity. It's in the works right now. And people will get notified. It'll be discounts, all kinds of stuff like that. So join the newsletter. Link is in the description. But yeah, you lose your identity. You don't know who you are anymore. So many people that I talk to, I ask them, I'm like, what have you done for you lately? Oh, I took my friends. What have you done for you lately? Well, I took the key. What have you done for you? You see what I'm saying? You get so used to serving other people and living this life in this toxic relationship that you forget to serve yourself. You forget to take care of yourself. So you lose who you are. What I mean by identity, you might lose or gain weight. You might go to the gym less. You might forget the things that you used to like to do. You might forget the things that used to bring you some joy and some peace. You might forget those things, lose those things because you don't know who you are anymore while you're in this relationship. Because it's not like when you get in a toxic relationship with a narcissistic person, it's kind of like you're no longer living for yourself. It's kind of like you're living for this other person. It's kind of like you're living to make this person happy, or you're living transition from being happy to trying to survive. You know, now you're trying to survive. Now you're trying to live. Now you're trying to find peace and happiness and growth. But like in this relationship, but you lose what used to make you happy. The original things that made you happy. Things that you might have done two, three, four, five years ago that made you happy. You might not do them anymore. I almost dropped my remarkable two tablet. That's the sound you hear. But your identity is pretty much one of the first things to go when you get into a relationship, because you used to have your own identity possibly. But when you get into this relationship, it's like your identity transitions to fit the relationship. Your identity transitions to fit the narcissist. You see what I'm saying? The toxic person. You lose the things that made you happy. So there's one thing that goes. The second thing that you could possibly lose in here is time. Time, and this is probably one of the most important things. You lose a lot of time. I think that one of the biggest regrets that so many people have experienced dealing with narcissists, y'all, is they regret not leaving earlier. Somebody literally left this comment in my comment section earlier, said, I regret not divorcing this person earlier. I regret not taking my kids and moving out earlier. It's like, I feel like I wasted 10, 15, 20, 30 years of my life. I don't believe it's a waste of your life. And it's, you know, I'm going to go over that in the course. But you just lose a lot of time, y'all. You know you cannot get that back. You know you cannot get it back. Time is gone. It's just like a year. It's only 6 months, y'all. 6 months is a long time. There's people on this earth that would love for 6 more months of life. They would love to spend 6 more months with their family before they go to the afterlife, to heaven, or wherever, you know. They would love it. So time is one of the most important things, and it's one of the most valuable things on this planet. And you lose a lot of it in toxic relationships with narcissistic people. And here's a kicker, y'all. Narcissists do not care about wasting your time, because their need, what doing this relationship, most of their needs are being met. Your needs are getting neglected. Their needs are being met. So they don't care about wasting your time, because they don't feel like they're wasting theirs. You see? They don't care about wasting yours, because they don't feel like they're wasting theirs. That's a dynamic, y'all. That's how it goes in a lot of these situations, a lot of these positions and whatnot. So the next thing that you could lose in here, y'all, and it's going to be a big one. All of them are big. You know, y'all can apply the weighted scale as you see fit. But the next thing you lose is happiness. Y'all, you lose the happiness. This is kind of tied into the first thing, when you lose your identity. You lose happiness. You're not happy anymore. It's kind of like the longer you stay in this relationship, it's kind of like the more the light has left your life. You know, the more the light that used to make you happy, the things that used to make you happy don't make you happy anymore. Because you get chastised for doing them now. These things get held against you for doing these things. The same things that used to make you happy, they get held against you now. They get brought up and weaponized against you now. You feel it. You know it. You understand it. You know exactly what I'm saying. Like, it's weaponized against you. It's used against you. And it hurts and it sucks to deal with. It hurts. It's a terrible space to be in. You know, you lose happiness. You lose that joy. And this is me. I'll say this right here, y'all. It's hard to, if you have kids by this person, it's hard to parent and give your kids your all when you're not coming from a place of happiness. I'll just say, I'm not calling you a bad parent. I'm just saying it's hard to give your all as a parent when you're not internally happy. You see, you might seem happy. You might fake happiness to keep them, so the kids have a smile on their face. But it's hard for you to give your all when you are not happy internally. So you lose a lot of happiness while you're in these toxic relationship dynamics, in these spaces and whatnot. It is a very tough thing to deal with. You lose that. You forget the things that make you happy. And trying new things doesn't make you happy, because it's like you have this cloud over your life. And the longer you stay in the relationship, the cloudier it gets, the thicker the fog gets, you know, and that happens, y'all, you know. And the fourth one is just as big as all the other ones, y'all. Number four is friends and family. Isolation happens in a lot of these toxic relationships, y'all. Isolation absolutely happens. You lose a lot of friends. You lose a lot of family. You know, I know life happens in general, even outside of toxic relationships, where you could lose family and friends. But in these spaces, you lose a lot of family and friends. You lose your closest friends you have for 20, 30 years. They gone, because they either get pushed away because of the toxicity of a relationship, or they choose to walk, or you might cut them off. Or they choose to walk away from you, because walk away from the friendship and give you your space to whatever, to do what you need to do, whatever you have going on, because they don't want to see you suffer. So you lose friends and family members alike, you know. And when I say friends and family members, your siblings, your own kids. Yeah, sometimes your kids grow up and know that you're in a toxic relationship and they can't stand to see you in it. So sometimes your kids cut you off when you are also a victim. They tie y'all together. If one parent is toxic and the other parent stays in it and keeps them there, sometimes the kids cut both parents off. Y'all, I've talked to people who've cut both parents off because the toxic parent, the other parent, the non-toxic parent, the parent who's trying to survive, just kind of stays with the toxic parent and just they get tortured. And the kids can't. I'm just telling you, y'all, it's a tough dynamic. I'm just like, oof, it's rough cutting a parent off. But you lose a lot of friends and family while you're inside of these toxic relationship spaces, y'all. It's just one of the things that kind of goes. You end up sacrificing a lot for the toxic relationship. You really do. You know, and this is not me just trying to say, well, Lee, that's just mean to say. Like, y'all know, my intent is not to be mean. My impact might come off as mean, but my intent is not to be mean. My intent is just to show you that, y'all, these people don't really care. They're not wasting their time. They might not be losing their family and friends. They are doing things that make them happy. And they look, they know who they are. Well, you know, narcissists don't really know who they are, but you get that point right there. Number one, you know, they might be missing out on. And one of the last things that I feel like you lose in toxic relationships, I know there's other things, y'all. One of the last things I would say, freedom and control. Freedom over your own life and control over your own life. It's gone now. It's pretty much gone. It's damn near evaporated into nothingness because of the toxicity of your relationship that you're in. You lose the freedom. You lose the control that you thought you had over your own life, over your own. You lose autonomy over your own existence. It's like you become a member of a one-person cult, and that narcissistic person, or they might have a whole cult family, that narcissistic person or the cult family dynamic. They keep you like yo. They isolate you. They get you away from everything. You lose your freedom. You can't go where you want to go. You can't do what you want to do. You can't talk to who you want to talk to anymore. It's like you're in a cult of one, and a cult leader is that narcissist or toxic person. And it's hard for a lot of people to tell them that, but like, this is me being real. This is me keeping it hot and ready, like a Little Caesar's pizza. You know, you lose a lot, y'all. Now, if you can find some things that you gain while in a toxic relationship, you know, you can put them in the comment section, but most people think they lose, you know. It's just in these spaces as well. My wife sent me a picture. You lose control over your finances. You lose control over time with your kids. Even if you get out of it, you might have to co-parent with this person. You stand to lose so much the longer you stay in it. And that's why I tell people, y'all, I'm not telling everybody to leave. I know everybody's situation is different. I'm just saying, if the losses are piling up and the gains are few and far between, it might be time you make some decisions. If the gains are few and far between and the losses are just piling up, you got a mountain of losses and a little molehill of gains. It might be time for you to do what you need to do. Do what you have to do. Now, if not for you, for your kids, you know, be safe, be strong, y'all. Empower yourself. If you have anything else that I might have missed, drop it in the comment section, y'all. And remember to sign up for that newsletter. I promise you, I'm working on a course right now. It's called How to Love Me, 30 Days of Self-Love, Healing, and Growth While Dealing with a Toxic Relationship. I'm gonna be dropping details and hints and stuff like that, and the release date in my comments. In my newsletter, email letter. You make sure you sub. It's free. Yeah, you know, mental illness is out. Peace. Like, subscribe. Thanks. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you didn't know, we wrote a kids book called Remember It's Not Your Fault to help kids understand that they are not in control of whatever circumstances they were born into. Talk about boundaries, telling the truth, all of that stuff, y'all. It's available on Amazon right now, or the link in my description of every single video or podcast that you listen to. Thank you so much. Remember, it's not your fault. Peace.